USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The cleanup continues, and at least one person is dead after a tornado left widespread damage in Laguna Heights, Texas. KVEO-TV reports the storm hit the community near Brownsville at about 4 o'clock this morning. Along with one death, a number of other injuries are being reported. Residents in Chicago are protesting the city's plan to take in some 250 illegal immigrants amid the growing border crisis. During a public meeting addressing the situation, residents shouted down officials and expressed concern about safety as well as outrage at not being consulted. Cochise County Sheriff Mark Daniels reacts to the overflow of illegal border crossers on Fox News.
At what point do we say we have tilted the infrastructure at DHS to is no longer working, and why border security humanitarian, the numbers speak for themselves. We got to get back to secure this border.
President Biden delivered the commencement address at Howard University today.
Biden telling graduates that they are the future of this nation and will be the ones to lead us into tomorrow.
We're living through one of the most consequential moments in our history with fundamental questions at stake for our nation. Who are we? What do we stand for? What do we believe? Who will we be? You're going to help answer those questions.
Biden also reminded the graduates that he tapped one of their own, Kamala Harris, to become the first black vice president. I'm John Schaefer.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is formally rejecting a Republican-backed abortion bill. This as hundreds of pro-abortion activists watched the governor apply his veto stamp on Saturday. It's unclear whether Republicans in the State House and Senate have enough votes to override Governor Cooper's veto. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is spending some time in Sioux Center, Iowa, fundraising. Here he discusses education, especially history and civics education reforms in Florida.
So Florida is the first state in the country. We set aside one day every year to teach our school children about the evils of communist regimes throughout history. We're telling the truth about Marxism and Leninism in Florida, and our students are better off as a result of that.
Former President Donald Trump is also campaigning in Iowa. The U.S. may run out of cash if lawmakers on Capitol Hill don't act soon.
Friday's report by the Congressional Budget Office says there's a significant risk the country could default on its debt in early June without an increase of the debt ceiling, something that Democrats and Republicans are at odds over. The agency did not mention a date when the U.S. would run out of money. House Republicans are demanding steep cuts in exchange for their votes to increase the borrowing limit. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Pope Francis is renewing his call for peace after meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The 86-year-old pontiff met with Zelensky at the Vatican Saturday during the Ukrainian leader's first visit to Italy since Russia invaded his country. Earlier, Zelensky met with Italy's prime minister as part of a diplomatic tour of EU nations. Zelensky will travel to Germany on Sunday. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.